The Money Show.
Business Books.
Business Books brought to you by the new generation Mercedes-Benz E-Class, a masterpiece of intelligence. Speaking of which, here's Warren Ingram. You used to have a gift. This is not a Thursday night, by the way. We're not talking personal finance in that sense. But we are talking about how to make your first million. Coincidentally, it is also the subject of a book. Coincidentally, it's also written by Warren Ingram. This one's taken a long time, Mr. Ingram. You started it years ago.
You're right. It has. It's been a long and painful process. And they always say, you know, your first book is probably, you know, a lot of people can write a book. But it's harder to write the second, and all those cliches are 100% true.
You wrote the first one, Become Your Own Financial Advisor. It changed the financial habits of many people who read it and many people who listened to this show. This book has got a much punchier title. It is How to Make Your First Million. And for many people, it's an insurmountable amount of money. It's a huge pile of cash.
I think for the bulk of the world's population, forget about South Africa, it's just an amount of money that they'll never have on their own. And it was really born out of the first book. It was one of the pieces of feedback that came back so consistently. You know, this is great. You've given us good principles, et cetera, et cetera. But how can we get real concrete examples of actually how to start making and investing our money? And so, you know, one of the things we found always on this show has been the example of Julia. People love case studies of you know, ordinary South Africans that are finding ways to make money.
She was an ordinary South African, and then she started investing a third of everything she earned, and as her salary grew, she invested more and more, and now she sits on more than 4 million rands worth of investments. She's no longer an ordinary South African, because most ordinary South Africans haven't done that.
And I think that's the point of the book, was to try and find various examples of people that have managed to build up money from a range of different backgrounds in a range of different ways. And then more importantly, ways that suited them, and not just, you know, the Warren Ingram way only. You know, and I think that's always been the point.
Why focus on the first million, not the first 100,000? Because that's a nice amount of money. A lot of people can get their head around 100,000. Why go to a million?
Because I believe a million's not impossible. I mean, I think it is a lot of money, and not disparaging that at all. But I think for any South African, it's something we can do. For some people, it'll take a bit quicker, and for others, it'll take a bit longer. But the point is, it is attainable for all of us if we find our way, and if we find the way that suits us, the motivation to make the sacrifices that are undoubtedly necessary to do, then it is possible.
Okay. Now, the book is not on the shelves yet. So if you're on your way home and you think, oh, I'll pop into Exclusive Books this evening, my favorite Exclusive Books, and go pick it up, it's not there yet. You can download the ebook if you like, and you can buy the ebook.
You can pre-order the ebook now.
Pre-order the ebook.
Yeah. So this is a new thing. It wasn't around the last time. So you put in the order now, and you buy your ebook, and at 12:01 on the 1st of September, it will just be there. It's like magic, Bruce.
And you then have to find wherever there is. But it's so you can pre-order the ebook. But the book itself is not yet available on the shelves. It will be available on the shelves as of the end of this week, beginning of next week. This book will be available, and it is entitled "How to Make Your First Million." You argue that it's attainable for everybody. I mean, for many people in the workplace, if they start early enough and they put away a decent amount of their money. And you teach in the book through the 8 or 9 case studies. I forget, you sent me an early copy.
Yeah.
The 8 or 9 case studies of how 8 or 9 different people have done it. Those who start early do best over a long period of time. It's the old, tired story of compound interest that we can never hear often enough.
Exactly right.
Or so compound growth, rather.
Compound growth, yeah. And I think there's a lesson for two groups of people here. One is people that are early in their careers and have got some money to save. You can't procrastinate. You really are going to set yourself up for the rest of your life if you do start early. At the same time, those that haven't started early, that have sat there and said, you know what, I've missed the boat. I think that's a real mistake as well. You've got to take the decision now, because even if you're 55 and saying to yourself, I've only got 10 years left of work, you know, I'm just going to do what I can. The point is, you might have another 20 or 30 years of life after that. And that's a long time to let your money build and look after you. So there isn't an excuse. You can't give yourself a way out on this one. You have to take this seriously, and you have to make the commitment.
So Irene Forbes, you are going to be very cross when you see her tweet. She says, oh dear, please not another rich dad, poor dad.
So it's not one about property.
No, it's not.
It has one or two case studies of people who've made money out of property.
Don't dismiss it altogether.
No, definitely not. Okay. And I think that's the point. Is I'm not doing a Tim Noakes and suddenly saying, no, I've changed my mind completely, and you know what I said before is wrong. It's specifically taking people who found their own way of making the money and showing you these examples. And to me, what was inspiring about it is we've got the person that literally grew up in a really bad circumstance, and with the real shack, and is now a doctor. And well on his way to his millionth dollar, to saving $1 million. That was the goal he set himself, and he's worked himself incredibly hard to get there. And then you've got the lady who had to sneak out of her house in the middle of the night because her husband was literally beating her day after day after day, and she was in fear for her life, and left in her early 40s, and started literally with her ID book, a bank card which had I think $100 in it, and she started, and so we can't find too many excuses in this situation.
So often people are forced into taking responsibility for their financial affairs quite late in life. And it would just be so much easier if we all, and I put my hands up here included, started earlier.
I agree. And I think there's a magic number, and it's the age 48. It seems to me from quite a lot of reading I've done, but my own anecdotal evidence as well, the age 48, suddenly, for some reason, retirement goes from being a concept that happens to your future self, someone that you don't really relate to suddenly that's me, and that's me not too far down the road. And that's when people actually take this thing really seriously. And the remarkable people are those that can visualize themselves much earlier than that as retired and needing to live off their capital. But they are unusual.
Now, what else is unusual is anybody who makes money out of writing books. Now, you sold how many of How to Become Your Own Financial Advisor? Become Your Own Financial Advisor.
I think we over the 8,000 mark now.
Now, in book terms, you probably earn about $10 a book or thereabouts.
Yeah, I think it might even be a bit more. It's about 25 or something.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, 180,000 rand out of book sales, which is not bad. You're not going to retire on that, though. I mean, you've I'm sure learned to respect the business of book writing a lot more than as a means of survival.
Especially in South Africa, when I started writing, the publisher said to me, if you're writing a non-fiction book in South Africa and you want to do it for money, write a cookbook. Which for me, that would really be a joke. I mean, I can't do that.
But this is a recipe for financial success. Yeah, it's a recipe book.
I can talk about eating the food, but there's no way that I've got credibility with it.
But what I do, and the point I want to make, is that you've banked how much of that 160 or 180,000 rand in your bank account? How much of it has taken the Ingram family on holidays and has bought luxuries beyond your wildest expectations?
No, the Ingram family is definitely in the negative on this book. So we don't make a cent out of this. The money goes into a charity that my wife and I set up called Serendipity Trust. And what we do with that is we send worthy children to school. And if they want to and they're able from an academic point of view to go to university, those same children we'll then push on through to high school as well. And as any parent will tell you, the money that we're talking about that has been raised so far is not a heck of a lot of money. So we've got two successful graduates that have gone through high school and left. One is taking a gap year, and the other one is now in his towards the end of his first year university.
Now, have you helped at university as well, or is it just about putting kids through school?
No, we would have helped this one through university. But he's turned out to be an incredible success and has now got a full bursary from a company that he was working for during the holidays. And then we're helping one more boy now who is in the second last year of school. I'm showing my age because I want to say standard 11, but that doesn't
standard 11
grade something.
You meant standard 9, grade
standard
11.
Grade 11. There we go. So and the idea is to find children who will probably slip through the radar. These are not the top academics or the top sports kids. We think that they've probably got enough opportunities already. These are just really hardworking, wonderful children that need a bit of a help up in life.
Okay, so I take it that anybody who buys How to Make Your First Million, they invest the $200 it'll cost to buy the book. Do you know the cover price yet?
I don't know the cover price.
Because it's not published yet. It'll be 200 and something bucks,
something,
no doubt.
Yeah, 200 something.
Anybody who buys that, the money that comes to you goes directly to Serendipity Trust. That money is then going to be used to invest in kids you've never met before's education.
That's right. I mean, I certainly make an effort to meet them at the stage when we start to look at who we want to.
But
to
you don't know who's going to be helped.
I have no idea. No, and I think that's the wonderful thing. It becomes a journey of exploration for all of us. And yeah, you're right. The money actually literally doesn't even come to me at all. It goes straight to the trust. You know, that was one of the things I felt was important. I think it was important for you as well to see that. Mm-hmm. Before we got involved, was just to say, here we go. You know, this is not money that goes to the Warren Ingram bank account, and then we'll just create a marketing hype around it. And I mean, it really does. It goes to the kids.
I mean, I've got a vested interest in this book. I was asked to write the foreword, which I very happily did, because I read the book, and the book is intensely practical. It is How to Make Your First Million. And the funny thing about making your first million is that the rules to making the second million apply, but it becomes easier. Julia has shown us, million by million by million, because once you made the first one, it grows until you have a second one, and then the 2 millions grow together until you have the next one, and the gap between the millions theoretically gets shorter and shorter and shorter as time goes by.
And the time frames I think nearly halve. You know, going, so your first million is going to take time. There's no question. And let's say it takes you 7 or 8 years, your second million will take you around 4, and it just gets faster and faster thereafter. And that's all about the compound growth that we were talking about. So that first million is attainable for everybody. I've said that already. But the one thing about the first is it makes the second so much easier, and I think then that gives you the chance to real financial independence for anybody. And if you want to make a difference to the world yourself thereafter, I mean, you're so far down the road already to do that.
It'll be available in an old-fashioned flicky book.
Yeah,
it's called a book.
The hardcover
in an ebook. Stuart Slaper says, will it be available on Audible?
I don't know, Stuart. I know it's available through Amazon now on Kindle, but I don't know anything about Audible, and therefore probably not. I'm sure someone would have told me if it was.
You'll be the last to know. Warren Ingram, good luck with the book. It's coming out toward the end of this week, early next week. It's the second book that Warren Ingram has written. This one is entitled How to Make Your First Million. Look out for it on the shelves. I read it 3-4 months ago. I'm looking forward to getting a physical copy of the book to read it again, because the lessons that are in it are practical, they are good, they are useful. This is going to be another big seller, and the beneficiaries of the sales of this book will be youngsters. The Warren hasn't met yet, but the Warrensters, the youngsters, the Warrensters, maybe that's what they'll be. The Warrensters will be presented to him, and Warren will get to choose him. I like that one. That kid will do well. And so far, the kids that have gone through the hands of the Serendipity Trust as a result of the books that you bought, you'll become the financial advisor. You put some kids through school, and you can do the same thing. If you buy this book, not only will you be on the road to personal wealth and hopefully setting up education trusts of your own one day, but you'll also be helping putting kids through school as well. It's win, 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 win. I think, yeah, everybody wins.